going to ask the all-important question. You don't have to answer it to me, but it's a really important question that you have to answer to yourself on a day-to-day basis. Why do you want to be in the fitness profession? And if you are going to be in the fitness profession full-time, how do you choose exactly what it is that you want to do? Because there literally are hundreds and thousands of opportunities. And after we go through all the different opportunities during this session, I'm really excited to hear if it expands your mind a little bit about what we can actually do. So if you answer that question, I want to be in the fitness profession because I want to help people, or I want to add value to my world, or I want to do something that I'm really excited about, there's obviously lots and lots and lots of things you can do. So of course, there's the typical, let's have a health club, let's have a gym, let's have a fitness facility that has members. And that used to be the only option. When I first started in the fitness profession, there was only gyms. There wasn't even health clubs as such. There were just gyms that usually were attached to either a sporting facility like a squash club, or at the kind of the beginning of the 80s, they started to build gyms. But before that, it was just literally, I call them spit gyms, where you could spit on the floor. So for the people from my era who are 50 plus, who are now have long-term and very successful careers in the fitness profession, we're almost a little bit envious of how many opportunities there are for you, because we had to create those opportunities. They didn't exist. And K-Man will share with you very openly that personal training didn't exist. There was no such thing as a personal trainer, a personal training studio, anything to do with one-on-one training. It was all about either going to the gym or you played sport. So in that very short period of time, just over 30 years, this whole profession's completely exploded. So obviously there's the health club opportunity. You can have a commercial personal training studio, and that's become very obvious now that that's they're everywhere. The only thing that I will share with most of you, however, is that you might take for granted that there's personal training studios in Australia and New Zealand. What I don't see a lot of is places like London, Beverly Hills, for example, all of the major big cities in America, and then the big countries like Italy and the Netherlands and Germany and France, where personal training studios really aren't, they're not visible. So if you are thinking about, I might want to travel, I might want to start a chain of personal training studios in another country, and then if you have a look at the big population groups like China and India, where there's now 1 billion people in the population, it's only a matter of time before somebody takes up that opportunity. And if you're a really big thinker and what you want to do is about changing the world, then maybe consider that it's not just about having a gym or a personal training studio, but you could have a chain of those, and doesn't have to be in your country. It could be in another country. And of course, the big players are thinking very seriously about places like China and India. Obviously, you can be a mobile trainer, which is something that we've already chatted about this evening, Abdul and I. That means that you don't have any expenses about setting up a facility. You just go and train people either on the beach, in the park, in their own home. The beautiful thing about a home studio is you don't have to travel. People come to you. And one of the things that a lot of people say, well, what about having a commercial facility at home? Well, when you're doing personal training at home, it's really only one person at a time. So one person parks at your house and then leaves, and the next person comes and parks and leaves. So it's not really about parking or being a challenge for the neighbours. So a home studio is obviously a great idea. You might then look at having a specialised client base. So you might want to train people for weight loss. You might want to train children. You might want to train elite athletes. You might want to train movie stars. You might want to train people who have a specific injury. There are so many different specific areas where you don't have to just have a group of people coming to train you. You can get really excited about the group of people that excites you the most. And then when you have a look at some of the people that are doing that, it becomes very exciting. So it might be a corporate group. It might be like busybody. For example, that it's for busy business people. It might be that you train musicians. Obviously, Claire's training people for stage. You can literally pick your exact target market group and who you want to train. And that goes on specifically to who do you want to invest your time with. Obviously, there's cruise ships, and even if you don't want to do a long-term career path on a cruise ship for 20 or 30 years, when you talk to the people that have been and had a really great experience because they created that great experience, you get a lot of experience with a lot of people in a really short period of time. You see the world, you can earn a lot of money if you want to, and you don't have to pay tax. And the opportunities that come from being on a cruise ship and meeting the right kinds of people, because obviously to be a fitness professional on a cruise ship, it's usually a 5-star, even a 6-star cruise ship. And the people that you meet, the opportunities are quite amazing. So maybe consider that. The other big one that a lot of people don't talk about, every big resort hotel in the world, and there are literally hundreds and thousands of those, not only have beautiful fitness facilities and spas, but they also have to have fitness professionals and group exercise instructors. So you literally could, if you became an expert in that area, you could travel to any resort hotel, which usually puts you either on a beautiful mountain or by the ocean anywhere in the world. And whether you do that for a short period of time or for the rest of your life, you could literally set yourself up as a specialized fitness professional for resort hotel situations. And obviously that looks, again, you're going to be looking at a 5-star facility. So the way you dress and the way you speak and your ability to interact beautifully with all different kinds of people. Now, all of those things can be done in three different ways. You can have your own business, of course. And for those of you that have that control freak gene inside your body where you need to do it your way, you want to choose your own hours, be your own boss, decide how much money you're going to earn, decide exactly how the business is going to be run, please run your own business. It's really annoying for a business owner to have somebody in their business who's thinking to themselves, if this was my business, I'd do it differently. If that ever comes out of your mouth, regardless of where you're working now, if you're ever thinking to yourself, oh, my boss is silly or my boss is an ass or I could do it better than my boss, then please go and do it. Because a really exciting thing about having your own business is you have complete control over what you do. So yes, you can have your own business. Yes, you can be self-employed where you have literally no hassle except to manage and look after yourself. And the next part of that is you have a nice, safe, secure job. And there, I'm not sure you understand how many opportunities there are if you actually want to have a safe, secure, high-paying corporate position. There are literally hundreds and thousands of health clubs around the world. Every single one of those facilities needs a top-level manager, somebody that can lead and grow the business, lead and manage a team, has marketing skills, business skills, communication skills, all the things that that are required to run a great business without the hassle of having to open your own business. And when you're the manager of a facility, yes, there's going to be systems that you need to follow and the way that particular business is run. But you really have the opportunity to grow a business in exactly the way you want to do it without having to invest the money to start your own business. And if you do it really well, then obviously that particular chain that you're involved with will have a look at what you're doing, and the whole system of the whole business might change because of what you're doing in your facility. And obviously I talk about that passionately because that's something that I was certainly involved in. I never opened my own gym. However, when I went into work in somebody else's facility, it became mine and I grew it and became the facility became very successful. And that can be a very safe, secure job. Now, I don't want to work for a wage that I never have. But those wages are anywhere now between the $40,000 to $50,000 a year to $250,000 a year, because if you take a bonus of what the facility's earning and you grow that business, then you can have a very safe, high-paying corporate position doing what you're absolutely passionate about, which is helping people to be healthy, fit and strong. So there's those three options. Then obviously, if you want to do anything in corporate, please be aware that every business right now has become very aware that it's important from a stress management point of view, from a workplace health and safety point of view, from a depression maintenance point of view, and just the fact that people that are healthy, fit and strong are more productive, that businesses are looking to employ specifically fitness professionals to come in and look after their team. And I've got a couple of really cool Mac students now in an opportunity where they are literally the only fitness professional in that facility of the business, and they are training all the people that work in that business, and they're getting paid a top corporate wage to do it. So there's no hassle of setting up the business. The business itself buys the equipment, puts the gym together, and they just go in and train the team. So there's, again, a great opportunity that never existed before, which is very exciting. Now, the last two that I think is even more exciting is that you might have another idea. More importantly, one that's never been done before. And they're the really exciting ones, because now you don't have to look for a USP or a point of difference. If you're thinking about doing something that's never been done before, then you're now in an opportunity to really get people to stand up and have a look at what you're doing. Now, I don't know what's inside your headspace, but what tonight's about is that you don't have to have a gym like everybody else's. You don't have to open a 24-hour vending machine facility that's got 30 pieces of cardiovascular equipment and people swipe themselves in. You don't have to have a boring personal training studio. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. You can decide, I'm going to do it completely different, and this is what I'm going to do. And that's what this whole session is about. What are you excited about doing, and how do you choose? And the really important thing to remember is that everything that exists today, except for basic gyms, didn't exist 30 years ago. And how many times people said to Cayman, nobody's going to have a personal trainer. Who's going to train with somebody and pay them to train them? And now it's become a normal part of life in just 30 years. So your idea, whatever it is, regardless of how crazy it might be, is absolutely possible. And don't let anybody tell you that it's not. Think about, what do I really want to do? What am I really excited about? So when you're picking, what am I going to do? And regardless of what you're doing at the moment, you might already be training people. You might already have your own business. You might already have your own personal training studio. You might already have clients. But there's some really important things to consider as to why you're doing what you're doing, or why you want to do the fitness profession. And these questions, if you can't answer them, please make sure that you've got answers for them. So, is what you're going to do, or you are already doing, does it fit smack bang in the middle of your core values? And that's why it's so important that you not only know what your core values are, but you live within them every day. If you get to the end of your day and you've had a really bad day, it's usually because you lived outside your core values. If you had a fantastic day, regardless of what's happened about around you, if you've had a really good day, it's usually because you're living in your core values. You're happy because you're being the person that you are, and you're living the life the way that you need to live it. So, is what you're going to do going to fit smack bang in the middle of your core values? Is it what you are the most passionate about? And it's an interesting discussion that we always go around in circles about, because people say, oh, but I've got two passions, or I've got three passions, or I don't know what I want to do. I'm going to use my favorite quote for this one, which is, you can't ride two horses with one ass. If you try and do a job and run your personal training business, if you try and play rugby league and rugby union at the same time, if you try and do anything split focus, neither of those things will be done with the amount of passion and enthusiasm that can be done if you're focused on just one thing. So the question to always ask is, what am I the most passionate about? Who am I the most passionate about training? What do I really want to do? The next one is, who do you actually want to help? How do you want to help them? And who are they specifically? So you might be really excited about training children. You might be really excited about training athletes. And you know exactly that's what you want to do. The flip side, as we often go through, is you might have to get as many clients as possible, and you'll wake up one day realizing that I really don't want to train children because I don't like training them, versus I really want to train kids because they're the most exciting part of my life, versus the adults, which are really boring. So if you don't know exactly who you want to train, make sure that you build up your client base, train as many people as you possibly can, and take as many opportunities as possible. And that's the other really important thing. If you don't know what you want to do as far as business goes, or whether you want to work for somebody else, it won't take long. If you go and work in a gym and you start saying, if this was my business, I'd do it differently, you know that you should be doing it in your own business. Versus you go and start your own business and you hate it, because all you're doing is talking to lawyers and accountants and real estate agents and doing the books and doing the taxes and doing the wages. when all you really want to be doing is training people, then now you know that it's really, business is not for me. I just want to be a trainer. And sometimes it takes the opportunity or you actually experience to know that's what you want to do. The next thing to consider, of course, is your lifestyle. How many days do you want to play? How many hours do you want to play? How many months of the year do you want to play? And of course, I'm saying play, not work, because who wants to go to work? When you do what you're absolutely passionate about, obviously it doesn't feel like work. People have said to me my whole life, Rowie, how come you play 7 days? How come you play 12, 13, 15 hours a day? Because I'm playing. When you're a kid and your mum said come in from play, you didn't want to stop. You wanted to keep going. And that's the beautiful thing. You get to choose. This is your career path. This is your business. You get to choose your lifestyle. So don't let somebody tell you that personal training or being in the fitness profession, you have to work at 5 o'clock in the morning or you have to work till 9 o'clock at night. This is about choosing your own lifestyle. So make sure when you decide this is what I want to do with my life, that it fits into the exact lifestyle that you've chosen for yourself. The other beautiful thing about this is freedom. When you've got a job and you have to go to a certain place at a certain time and work for a boss to get paid a certain amount of money, we often feel, and K-Man uses the example beautifully, that you're in Alcatraz, you're in jail. You have to drive yourself to jail, put yourself in jail for the day and then drive yourself home and go back to jail the next day, which is of course not freedom. So when you wake up every day doing what you're the most passionate about, you have a purpose, you're excited, you feel like you're not working because you're free to come and go as you please. Now that's the other thing about not training people that you don't want to train, not training people at a time that doesn't suit you. Everything you do about your fitness career has to fit in with your lifestyle and give you the freedom of choice to do the things that you want to do. If you need to be in control, please don't go and work for somebody else. You become the hugest pain in somebody's backside because you don't follow the systems properly. You don't wear the uniform properly. You keep fiddling around with the way they do business. Somebody that started their business has the right and the it's their business. If you decide to go and work for somebody, you don't have control over what goes on in that business. So please, if you are a control freak and you need to do it your way, please don't go and work for somebody else. The flip side of that is if you need security, and that's again a core value, if you really need that, I'm going to have a set secure wage, I'm going to have holiday pay, I'm going to have sick pay, I'm going to have KiwiSaver, I'm going to have superannuation taken out of my wages, and you really feel like you need all of those things, if you go into your own business, you end up hating your own business because it doesn't give you the security that you need. So be really aware that these are the big questions you have to ask yourself. What's really important to me so that I set up my career for the rest of my life doing all the things that suit me? If you need to choose your own hours, if you really want to decide how much you're going to earn, if you really want to be your own boss, I will share with you, you can do that in somebody else's business and I'll even show you how to do it because that's what I've been doing my whole life. Because I don't want to start a business. I'm not like Savvy who says, well, let's go and buy a building or rent a space or purchase equipment. Because for me, that's all stuff I'm not interested in doing. I just want to help people achieve their goals and to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of their life. But I also don't want to have somebody tell me what to do. And I also don't need the security of a wage because I want to earn the amount of money that I want to earn. So what I'm sharing with you is that there's so many opportunities and you just have to find the right one for you. And when you do, and you know that you've done that, you'll wake up every single day excited to get up and go and do what it is that you want to do. The last two there are really important. If you don't like hassle, if you really want to have a hassle-free life, you're not going to start your own business. You definitely need to be an employee where you go to work, do what you're supposed to do and go home. If, on the other hand, you love the challenge, and that's what business really is, it's a different challenge every single day. And the people that don't like being in business or the people that will tell you that you're going to fail when you're in business are the ones that hate the challenge and they call it a problem or they're annoyed or they're frustrated or they're panicked or they really end up hating their own business because they don't enjoy the challenge. There's too much hassle. So there's two ends of that scale. You really want to have a hassle-free life versus you really want the challenge. And somebody said it beautifully once to both K-Man and I. If you really want the best personal development program on the planet and you want to get personally developed every single day, then you should go into business, because business provides you with that ultimate challenge every single day. So are there people who are doing all of these things? And I've got some beautiful pictures of people up there who every single person that has come through our program who's now has a business of their own or is very successful in their career. I'd love to introduce you to all of them, because they're all doing different things, completely different things, but things they're really excited about doing. And most of them were told that they couldn't do it. And that's a really important thing, is that you will have a lot of people that tell you, if whatever idea you come up with, somebody's going to say you can't do it. But of course you can. And I'll remind you again that 30 years ago, most of the world said nobody's going to have a personal trainer. So there's some great questions to ask. Then if you're thinking about business and owning your own business, what does it actually look like? So if you have a look at, for instance, Tom Fit, which is a unique gym, 300-400 members, there might be a few more than that now, but certainly very different to someone like Fitness First or Les Mills. Good Life Health Clubs in Australia is backed by the Macquarie Bank, and they've got now health clubs all over Australia. City Fitness is the large chain that's coming from Canada, which we're going to chat about a little bit later on, and they've bought up big time throughout New Zealand. And then you have a look at something like the Olympia Body Transformation Sanctuary, which is more like a private five-star fitness studio. And if you talk to G and Cleo, they'll probably tell you that they feel like they're in a big business. But if you have a look at something like Fitness First, where there's hundreds and thousands of clubs around the world, or Snap Fitness or Anytime or Jets, which are literally now hundreds and thousands of facilities around the world, what you think is big business might be tiny compared to what other people are doing. Now, there's no right or wrong there. You just have to decide, what does my business go, if I'm going to go into business, what does it look like and how big is it going to be? So, of course, there's some questions there to be asked. So, from a headspace point of view, there's a big difference between working for somebody else and having your own business. From a core values point of view, it comes down to security literally versus freedom and choice and control. So if you really want security, you'll probably go and work for somebody else. If you really want control of what's happening in your life and you really love a challenge, then you'll probably open up your own business. So you may fit somewhere along the spectrum, and we'll have a look at all the different things to consider. You'll have different goals to other people who have different dreams. It might be that you want to have time with your family, but it might be that you want to have the largest chain of health clubs that ever existed in the world. And your goals and dreams are really important to you, and don't let anybody ever take them away from you. So if we have a look at the spectrum of all the different things available, being employed is completely different than owning a large business, obviously. If you want a secure income, then obviously you work for somebody else. If you want the opportunity to be financially free, to be a multimillionaire, to be a billionaire, to have the ultimate financial freedom, you probably won't go and work for somebody else. I will give you something to think about, though, from a security point of view, because if you really need safety and security, you probably will never own your own large business. But the challenge with working for somebody else is you actually are never safe and secure. If you are really good at what you do and you put in 100% effort all the time and you're helping to grow the business, then you are creating your own safety and security, and nobody will want to fire you. You are like a unicorn. You're difficult to find. An owner of a business that finds you and you are growing the business for them and you are creating opportunity for that business to grow doesn't want to lose you. But ultimately, you don't own the business. So they can fire you whenever they want to, and they can sell the business whenever they want to. And it doesn't, if they sell the business to somebody else, it doesn't mean that that group of people is going to employ you. So please don't get caught up in the, well, I've got this nice, safe, secure job because I work for a wage, because that's not always the case. You can think of it as being low risk when you work for somebody else, because again, you've got holiday pay and sick pay and benefits, and you might have weekends off and all of that kind of thing. When you've got your own business, you're taking on the entire risk. But again, that goes back to core values. If you are really excited about the challenge and the risk, then don't go into a low risk situation. You'll be bored to tears. The flip side, if you are really scared of challenge and you're really scared of things happening and taking risks, then you end up being really stressed in your own business and you're much better off having a nice, safe, secure job. All I'm asking is that if you want a nice, safe, secure job, become so important to that business that you would be the last person that they want to fire. If you're happy to have no control, so you'll wear the uniform, you'll follow the systems, you'll do what needs to be done, and you are very happy to fit into a system, then definitely go and work for and find the right business for you. But if you need complete control, if you really think that you should be wearing pink socks, not white ones, or that you really should be providing people with a fluffy white towel and they don't do that, then please go and start your own business. And that series of questions, once again, is really important when you're putting your future together. What's important to you from a core values point of view? Then, of course, it's who do you want your clients to be? And don't go and work in a business where that client base doesn't suit you. So, for instance, if you go and work in a big bodybuilding gym but you don't want to train bodybuilders, then you're going to get really annoyed really quickly. If you don't like training overweight people because they whine a lot about being overweight and feeling guilty about what they ate that day, then don't go to and work in a weight loss centre. When you're picking where you're going to work, make sure that their target market fits in with your target market. Obviously, when you set up your own business, you get to decide. And that's the other interesting thing I always find about personal trainers who have set up their own business. And I'll give you a really funny example. I had one of my students come to me. He'd been training people for probably 3 or 4 years, and please don't quote me because I'm not sure. And he came to me one day and he was really quite upset. Said, okay, what's going on? And he said, I hate training fat people. And that was his quote, not mine. I said, well, tell me about that. And he said, well, I tell them what to eat and I tell them what not to eat and I tell them how to exercise and how many calories they're going to burn, and they don't follow the system and they don't do what they're told and they don't lose any weight. And he was becoming very frustrated with his own clients. So I said, okay, let's talk about target market. Who are the people that if you give them a set plan and a set exercise calorie burning program and you tell them exactly what to do, who's the most likely to do it? And of course it came down to elite athletes because they have a very specific outcome. And he now is still to this day training only elite athletes because they do exactly what he tells them to do. So if you want satisfaction in your career every day, if you want to be really excited about getting up and going to do your thing, make sure you pick the right people to do it with. I'll give you another example, a personal example. Out of the 64 clients that I trained every week, sometimes when I went on holidays and I would then obviously allocate different trainers to train my clients, I'd come back and the other personal trainers would say to me, Roey, how do you train these people? They're really lazy, or they're really don't want to train hard, or they really don't lift their own weights. If you have to train somebody that pushes really hard and wants to get the most out of their workout and they're there specifically to get ripped abdominals and to get big muscles, then you certainly wouldn't have wanted my client base. I trained predominantly people that had some kind of psychological challenge with food, predominantly women who didn't come to training because they wanted to train. They came to training because they wanted to invest time with somebody for 30 minutes once a week that actually gave a damn about them. And they just happened to move some weights around while they were there. Most of my clients didn't get any results from a physiological point of view because they weren't coming for physiological reasons. They were coming for psychological reasons. And most trainers would go insane having to train people like that because they just didn't do what they were told. However, that's not what my clients came to train with me for. So make sure that the people that you invest time with add value to your life so that you want to keep being there for them. Who do you want to specialize in is the reason that your business will be successful, whether you are self-employed or whether you work for somebody else. If you just take on a general marketing plan and hope to attract people, and I see this happen too often when people go and rent space in a health club, they spend $200, $250 a week and try and attract everybody and wonder why they don't attract anybody because they're not specializing in anybody. So you can argue that point as much as you like, but we know that when we go to a specialist, we invest more money than when we go to a general practitioner. If we have a specific challenge with our car, if it's the air conditioning or if it's the tires, we don't want a general mechanic to help us with the air conditioning. We want an air conditioning specialist. So please be aware that being a specialist in an area career will certainly help your business become more successful and give you the financial freedom that you want. The all-important question, which you'll always hear me ask, how much do you want to earn and in how many days, hours, months of the year do you actually want to invest into your business? Too many people end up hating their own business, whether they're self-employed or they actually have people working for them, because it takes up too much of their life. And I'll give you another example. There's a lot of people who dream about having a huge health club or a chain of health clubs, and they do it and they end up training people in their own garage because they don't want the hassle of running a business. The flip side is there are a lot of people who are training people in their garage and they're dreaming about owning the biggest health club in the world or the biggest chain of health clubs in the world, but because they don't believe in themselves, they're stuck in their garage. Life is too long or too short, depending on which way you look at it, to be doing the things that you don't want to do. And money is important because it gives us freedom and choice, and time, we never get any more of it. So if you are like me and you love playing 7 days, 15 hours a day because you're doing what you're absolutely passionate about, and I'm never working, it's a different headspace than if you're a mum with children and you really only want to be training people between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon because you want to be there for your kids to drop them off at school and pick them up in the afternoon. And you never want to end up hating what you're doing because it doesn't fit in with your lifestyle or you're not earning enough money. So please make sure when you're making these decisions that you think about those two things very, very carefully. Then I'm asking you to think as big as possible. Often we say, well, I'll just go and get a job in a gym, or I'll just get enough clients so that I don't have to do my lousy, stinking, rotten job anymore. And we get caught up in the comfortableness of being average. Think about what your biggest dream is. If there were no financial limitations, if you knew that you couldn't fail, if you knew that it was going to happen for you, what would you do? And I want to share with you some very interesting examples. Number one is, of course, Vision Personal Training. Remember, Andrew started off as an individual personal trainer, and before that he was an accountant who hated being an accountant. By pure accident, he got thrown out of his gym where he was renting space and then decided that he would have his own studio. And now there's 60 plus studios in two countries and they're training over 10,000 clients every week. Now, that's not just a possibility, that's already been done. So if you are thinking big, then maybe think bigger. Who else is going to do what Andrew's doing? You might want to go into competition with him. And I was there at the beginning. I was there the day that he said, Rowie, we're going to franchise. And what a beautiful opportunity to watch such a gorgeous man grow from one studio to 60 plus studios in two countries. G and Cleo, remember we met G when he was 18 years of age and he was working in the Disney store or the Universal Studio store or whatever it was on the Gold Coast. And now they have one of the most beautiful health clubs in the world. There's only one of them, but it's unique and it's different and it's top level service. And yes, they've got a pool table and a grand piano as the front desk and it's right in the middle of the city and they're charging more money than every other health club around them and they're doing it completely different to everybody else. So if you think that you have to do it like everybody else, you don't. Think bigger, think differently, think unique, think memorable. Have a look at what everybody else is doing and then do it completely differently. Good Life Fitness in Canada. If you don't know anything about that company, please Google them. Please do some research. David Patchell Evans, and Patch we call him, is a business colleague of ours and not a close friend, but certainly somebody that we highly respect. At 69 years of age, he came to one of our colleges in Brisbane. And the reason this is such a cool story, he ended up falling in love with one of the girls that was working on our team and she moved to Canada. I think she was 26 and he was nearly 70. Good Life is one of the largest chains of health clubs in the world. They train, as you can see by the sign there, 1,400,000 people is their membership base at the moment. Patch, in his own words, and I'm not paraphrasing, he said, Rowie, I've got so many health clubs that most of them I haven't even walked through the door. Why does he do that? He just wants to have the largest chain of health clubs in the world. He's now the person that's growing City Fitness in New Zealand. That's the same company. It's David Patchell Evans. I'm sharing that with you because Why not you? If you really want to make a big difference in the world, 1,400,000 members is a lot of people. This is not a franchise, by the way. I'm asking you to think differently. Don't let somebody tell you what you can and you can't do. Dream really big. Decide what your vision is, what your mission statement's going to be. Where are you going to be? How many of these are you going to have? How many members and clients do you want? What kind of equipment do you want to have? When are you going to be open? You don't have to be open between 24 and 24. It seems, you know, everybody's open 24/7. I just had a great conversation with one of my students in New Zealand, and she's going to open a studio from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon so that she can invest time with her son. You can have a facility open at exactly the time that suits you and your target market. You can decide the quality, the standard of the business, the kind of people that will come into the business, because that's all marketing. You can decide the kind of people that you're going to employ, if anybody. You can decide what the professional uniform is going to look like. You can decide how much you're going to charge. People think, oh, everybody's charging $10 a week for going to the gym. Who's going to pay more than that? Well, go to one of the top gyms in London where they're charging $40,000 a year to be a member. You can decide exactly what you want to do and the way you want to do it, and don't let anybody tell you that you can't. The only thing I'm going to ask is this. If you're going to be a successful fitness professional, you can't be an ass of a person. As we already know, the people that are super successful in whatever they do, and I'm a classic, and you'll hear this from me every time we get together. The people that are the best at what they do, they're the happiest people in the world, they're adding the most value to the world, are doing it differently than everybody else. They're not trying to do it the same as everybody else. They're happy to stand out from the crowd. So when we have personal mentor sessions, one of the big questions I always ask you are, what are your points of difference? What are your unique selling points? USP, POD. You have to have as many of those as possible so that you don't look like everybody else. When you're standing out from the crowd and you're adding massive value to people's lives, then of course your business is going to be successful. Whether you've got 5 clients in your home studio because that's all you want, or you've got 500,000 people in your circle of influence because that's what you want. If you are doing what you are the most passionate about, you will then want to be the best in the world for your clients, your members, your target market. You'll keep getting better at what you do. You'll keep training. You'll keep adding more value to people's lives. You'll keep asking them what they want. And when you're adding massive value to your clients and your customers and your members' lives, then they will bring people to your business and your business will grow. You don't need a marketing program. You don't need a referral system. Your business will grow. All you've got to decide is, how do I want to live my life? What's important to me? How much money do I want to earn? How many hours do I want to invest in my business? And don't let anybody tell you that any of those things are not possible. Because I will remind you for the third time this evening that only a mere 30 years ago, literally hundreds and thousands of people said to Cayman, who's going to have a personal trainer? Nobody's going to want to have a personal trainer. It's only for Americans. And here we are now at Max Chat with a group of personal trainers all wanting to add massive value to our world. So you can do whatever it is that you want to do. I'm just asking you to give it some really careful thought and to take yourself through the process so that you know exactly what it is that you want to do so that you can add massive value to people's lives. So I'm hoping that I've given you some things to think about. I've given you some mind-stretching concepts to consider, and I would love to hear what it is that you want to do, and that's what this program is all about, whether you want to have a home studio in your garage or whether you want to have a chain of health clubs around the world. The program is designed and tailor-made to suit what it is that you want to do. And obviously, you've heard tonight that there are some people that I could introduce you to that have done all of the things that we've talked about tonight. And they were visionaries because what they did didn't exist. So if you have an idea that doesn't exist, of course you can make it happen.